Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. I hate to leave you. I really must.
Welcome. Welcome. We're back for the Multimedia Men podcast, number 49. We're one way from 50. And we're back from a break. Yeah.
And 11 years away from Gwen.
Right?
Yeah, we're almost there.
What are we going to do when we get to the 10th anniversary?
We're going to do that next week, and we're going to have a big show planned. Gotti, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. It was. I had a lot of turkey and some weird cranberry stuff. It was good.
Yeah? Susan, did you go to Black Friday shopping?
God, no.
No? Did anybody go Black Friday shopping except for me?
No. Nope. Where did you go?
Huh? I got a TV at Ed Kellerman's son.
And what the heck's Ed Kellerman and Sons?
Ed Kellerman's a high-end audio-video appliance store.
But did you buy a Black Friday TV? Because those are not as good quality of televisions.
Oh, no, I bought a
legit one.
Yeah, I bought a legit one.
Because the thing is, like, if you go to Best Buy or if you go to any of those other ones, they have, like, Black Friday-style TVs.
Oh, no, I didn't
do
that.
Way less quality.
No, I got a Samsung.
There's also some farming in the back for his top line.
But did you make sure it was the right model?
Oh, yeah.
I'm very concerned about
you. Oh, no. Do you think that I didn't research?
Yeah.
Do you think it has a fake case on the outside and it's all, you know, Japanese?
Yeah. It's exactly a
video. We go and look at it and it's just like a fish tank.
Yeah.
Is that all it's going to be, Brian?
That's all it is. Yeah. It's like a brick inside.
Yeah. You're the weird one who watches on, what's the...
The 240 hertz the pressure.
I love it. It's terrible. It's the worst.
It's like
I disagree.
It gets rid of motion blur, so it looks like a soap opera.
Everything.
I hate
But it also looks like you're real.
I hate that. My brother has that at his house, and every time I watch, like, How I Met Your Mother, I just because I'm like, why does it look like this?
Yeah.
And we watched, my boyfriend and I watched 22 Jump Street last week, and we were watching that, and we were enjoying a lot of drinking. And so it was like, I was like, are they in the house right now? Like, I got super freaked out by it.
I like it. You get used to it. I think it looks good. And clarity. I also like the film. And I got an iPhone 6 Plus finally.
Look at you. Yeah. How is 2014 treating you?
Yeah. So far, well, we had the tree fall on the house. The house is coming together somewhat.
It looks together to me.
But we got...
You replaced the Joker.
You repainted the wall over there.
That's an old, like, over 100-year mirror.
I feel like I'm in New Orleans all of a sudden.
I feel like you, like, matured from...
Mm-hmm. We haven't...
I can see that Claire had a really big touch in here.
We got our Hanukkah bush up. It's pretty awesome.
That's plywood wall over there. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, and then we've changed our fireplace, TV, all that good shit. I like it. What about y'all? Did y'all eat lots of turkey and pumpkin pie?
Yeah. I'm not a turkey fan.
Did anybody go out of town?
I went to Austin.
Did you go to Waterloo Records?
No, because it was not really Austin. It was like North Austin, so like Georgetown.
And the biggest question for Thanksgiving, did any of you go and spend your money on Hunger Games?
No. I did. For Thanksgiving. I went the we both went like the Friday or the Saturday after.
Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And was this was it as terrible as everybody thought?
No, I loved it too. I loved every minute of it.
Nothing happened in the movie.
That's okay. You're splitting a book in half.
I haven't seen it yet, so.
If you're splitting the book in half, I thought they found a perfect spot to split it because now we have to go through the whole journey of PETA and his nonsense and then.
I liked it more than Hobbit.
You saw the new Hobbit?
The second Hobbit.
The second Hobbit was way better than the first Hobbit.
The first Hobbit was terrible.
The first Hobbit was horrible.
They stretched that out too long.
But what did you think? What did you think of Mockingjay?
I love Mockingjay. I think people who don't like it, like, they're... You know, I understand. It's not a standalone film or anything like that.
Agreed.
But I thought the pacing was good.
I did too.
I was constantly entertained. Like, I was in it. I was I don't know.
Explain how the pacing was good.
It's not like they had like a 20-minute scene of like dialogue or anything. They were constantly moving.
That's what it was. It was a promo movie where in the movie they actually filmed promos for what they're going to do for the next movie.
But you're trying to get an idea of how much District 13 is using Katniss, just like the Capitol was using Katniss. Like, there's going to be a huge thing in the next book or in the next part of the film where it becomes such a large thing where Katniss starts to realize that she is being used by all ends.
Oh, I know that.
And so
they should have ended it 5 minutes sooner, right? When
I agree. I do agree.
It fizzled out, too.
I do agree that they didn't
like
need...
Right after
when
the,
they hit PETA.
Yeah.
They fade to black right there, or cut to black. They should have ended it right there, but they went on for 5 more minutes.
That's fine. I mean, I would have been fine with that, too. I agree. That would have been okay. But I'm just saying, the movie alone is... I like character development, and this was the first movie, like, one, I got to know Gale better, and not even just, yes, he's hot, but that's not what it was about. Like, this whole time, I've been, like, team Gale, and then after this...
Did you switch?
I switched.
I switched, too!
I switched to PETA, because after, and I don't think it would have happened had it been Rush. We got to see that she really loves PETA. Mm-hmm. Like, she just doesn't have that connection.
I think the films have done a much better job of putting you on team, at least with this one, they put you on team PETA really hard.
Very hard, yeah.
And I felt a little manipulated by that because I've always been team Gale, and if you go by the books, like, team Gale is great until, like, one really shitty thing that happens in the last book. And you're just like, I still don't believe that's in his character. Because I know that character so well, but the PETA and the Gale they've made in the books, or in the movies, it makes sense to put Katniss and PETA together just because they have this shared experience, this shared PTSD that Gale is never going to understand. He's always going to push her harder because he's never had to go through the games like she did.
But there's the first Hunger Games movie was pretty decent. The second one was amazing.
Yes.
Third one,
I
like
the third one.
I mean, I would rank it second, first,
downward.
Third right now, as far as like if we're in go entertainment, but I still really liked it.
I think I can't wait to see what you feel like this time next year when we have the same
conversation. I'm sure it'll be good. I'm sure
and
the next one will be good.
And then we can all go do the Hunger Games Day where we go watch all the movies.
But it's the studio once again taking one book and splitting it over. Like The Hobbit is in 3 movies, Harry Potter 7 was in 2 movies.
Yeah.
This is in
Divergence
going to
be in 2.
Yeah,
it's
horrible.
Like, it's a trend now. Every movie will do it. They said they're going to do it like a...
Except for Maze Runner. They said no splitting of them.
Really?
Are they even doing a second Maze Runner?
They are.
Yeah. Didn't that make a lot of money?
I
hated that movie.
Well, I watched The Holiday with...
Oh, yay!
With 50 senior citizens at my mom's.
I didn't like The Holiday.
I love The Holiday.
No,
they had Thanksgiving dinner at 11:30 in the morning, guys. It was awesome.
Explain what The Holiday
is
to our viewers.
What's the plot of The Holiday?
The Holiday is a terrible movie, but you can't help but watch it. It's because it's 2.5 hours, guys, just so you know.
Why was it? Okay, so basically the plot of The Holiday is Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet.
And then Jude Law and
Jack
Black.
And Cameron Diaz plays a producer or
a
trailer producer in Hollywood. And she is sick and tired. She has a bad breakup, sick and tired of living in LA. She's going to move. She's going to find this house in England because it's like a house swap. Same thing. Kate Winslet decides to swap her house with Kate Winslet's house.
She's done with men.
Cameron Diaz.
Is what the whole plot is.
You always know when any movie starts with, I'm done with men.
And
you
then,
know how it's going to end.
And then handsome Jude Law in his peak of handsomeness walks into a bar because he's
is it
Dom
Hemingway's
brother? Jude Law?
Yeah.
No.
No. It's handsome.
It's not Dom Hemingway Jude Law.
No, it does.
So why is it such a terrible movie?
I don't think it's... It is really
cheesy. It's
cheesy.
Really cheesy.
But guys, we learned what the meet cute was in that movie. Come on. That was like the best
thing
ever.
They have the scene where they're all dancing in the living room together.
Jack Black's adorable.
Jack Black's great.
Jack Black is actually the best thing about the movie.
Because his love of movie scores in it, it's pretty funny.
I like, my favorite, like, that's when I saw, like, people could get a job in trailer editing and stuff, and I was like, I want that job.
See, didn't you learn so much from The Holiday? I learned so much from
The
Holiday.
John Krasinski was the actual editor in that one scene. Him and Kathryn Hahn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, to our one viewer, would you recommend him watch it?
See, you guys wouldn't. I think it's got, what,
it comes on, like, every other day during Christmas.
Yeah,
so.
It's always on TV. I'd say, if you haven't seen it, and you have the time, and you have nothing else to watch or do, sure.
Yeah.
That's such a
So, really, Susan's like, Susan's like, find any other movie but The Holiday and watch that one over and over again. I would much rather sit and watch a sandwiching of It's American Wife. It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Miracle.
And White Christmas. And like, no, I shall pick them. And Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol than watching the
If Holiday was my least, we watch a Christmas, we go to the movies every Christmas, my family, and that, like, they loved it. It was my brother's favorite.
How do you feel about The Family Stone? That's another, like,
I love
depressing movie.
Yeah.
I love
that movie. Takes such manipulative care of us.
What's it called?
The Family Stone.
Not like Sly in The Family Stone?
No.
You've never seen The Family Stone?
Ryan doesn't like movies that give heart. Really likes movies that give head.
Excellent. That needs to be on a shirt.
I'm trademarking it right now. It's ours. That's what we'll sell for the Multimedia Men podcast.
Sweet. Sure. And I forgot to introduce us. I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics. We're with Gotti Elcon from Seedling Film News. Say hi.
You have to say that a lot.
Say it again.
Gotti Elcon from SeeligFilmNews.com.
Gotti Elcon.
I did?
All of the letters made sense.
Gotti's wearing a plum polo today, though, guys.
That's right.
You look amazing. Is it Merlot?
It is.
We're with Susan Kamyab.
Hey.
Kamyab.
Hey.
Yay? No? I thought we'd all just cheer. Kamyab, no? Kamyab from...
Fuck! How many movies have you checked off your list so far? So
I've actually checked off quite a bit, but probably not like the old stuff, just some newer things.
Like The Holiday.
What was your biggest surprise that you liked?
Pulp Fiction. By far. Yeah. Like, that's like now... I didn't think that I thought it'd be really cliche of me to like it and then say it's my favorite Quentin Tarantino.
There is a rape scene in that.
I know.
I know. So you're with Urban Community Television and This Chick Slicks with an X.
Yes.
And then we're with Gwen Reyes with FreshFiction.tv.
Yep.
And she's on WFAA once or twice a week.
At least once a week.
She's the literature expert.
I know. Isn't that so fantastic? One time on TV, they called me the book lady, and I had to make this face. I was like...
You have to own it. You are the book
lady. I'm not the book
lady. The cats and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
And with Adam Conway with the Angelica Film Center in Dallas.
Yeah.
He runs that place.
Kind of.
There's a horror movie convention or film festival going on right now called Twisted Tales Film Fest. And I guess all the money goes to animal shelters.
Paws in the City.
And I got to interview yesterday Corey Feldman. Jameson Newlander and Brooke McCarter, who are the Frog Brothers from Lost Boys, and then Brooke is the vampire who dies in the bathtub with a dog jumps on him. They're the big names there. But I haven't been. It's like the third or fourth year. How's it going?
Fourth year, Sam.
Is it just horror movie shorts?
Right now, yeah. Well, there's features, too.
Yeah?
There's a couple movies that actually got distribution. So.
Well, it was cool. You'll have to check out our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram pages because we'll post, or the interview's posted already, talk about Goonies 2 and Michael Jackson and Lost Boys and all other sorts of good stuff. No rape. You have to read Corey's book for that. But we do talk about Corey Haim a little bit. But let's move on. Oh, first off, we were talking about Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the first little bit of news. Who watched Peter Pan live?
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Did Christopher Walken, anybody know Christopher Walken, just broke out of character and did the whole watch scene from Pulp Fiction?
No, he did not, but I did hear that he just gave up on lip singing.
He did. And he started tap dancing.
Yeah, he just was like, I'm done. Like, don't care.
Really?
And if you missed it, you can watch it on December 13th.
Did anybody watch it here?
No.
Like,
I tried.
I was going to watch it, but I was on the road, so I couldn't watch it.
No?
Yeah.
I never watched Peter Pan get destroyed like that.
With Allison Williams?
I like her. It's not even the issue that she got cast. I just think that whole live TV thing, like, you saw the Carrie Underwood sound music.
Didn't watch it.
Well, you saw a preview.
But it's like a radio hot mess. That's what it is.
But this one actually didn't do as well
terrible,
as sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, did not do as well as
they thought the sunk casting of Christopher Walken would propel it to higher ratings, but it did the opposite.
Nobody wants to see Christopher Walken.
Well, the argument now that it's live theater can be taken away. Like, it's obvious. You have a great theater actor who gave up on it halfway through. Like, you might as well stop doing this.
Well, also, their next venture apparently is going to be the play A Few Good Men, basically. You know.
Why?
based on the movie. So. So we'll see how that goes.
That is a good, I watched that as a play in Irving like a few years ago, and it was really good.
Well, it makes it great. It's a courtroom drama, basically. It's a great yelling match.
They should make Serial the musical.
Serial?
Wouldn't that be good? Yeah. Who's watching? Who's listening to Serial?
I am. I'm on episode 4. Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, you're only on.
I'm only on episode 4.
Sorry, you're not.
Right. Fuck me, right?
Jeez, guys.
I didn't even know what Serial was. Like, I'm a part of this group.
But, oh!
Serial podcast is... oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
It's based on an offshoot of This American Life, and it's... Okay. They basically take one big crime story and stretch that over several episodes, and it's like, the first episode is like, the guy didn't do it, and then... The next episode, he definitely did it, and then he didn't do it, then he did it. And you're like,
so
and there's interviews, like, present and past.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
it's a real
nail biting and everything.
It's a, so we just hit up episode 10, and it's become like this little podcast phenomenon because it is about this man, Anid Syed, who is in jail right now for a murder, for allegedly murdering his high school girlfriend when she was 16, he was 17. And he's in jail. It was Baltimore, 1999. He's also Arab. She was Vietnamese.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of, like, racial issues in there. But there's also these issues of, was the case botched? When you start listening to a lot of the testimony, you start when Sarah goes in and interviews all these people, you start kind of questioning who really did it. And if Anand didn't do it, which I'm kind of like, he's in jail right now, so we have to just assume that he did it because that's what the legal system says. But at the same time, like, Sarah wants us to question that because she's trying to present
there's
a story.
There's so much evidence that he didn't do it.
Yeah, but then so much of that was not presented. Because, like, I'm on episode 10, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, there's a lot of it wasn't presented at the case. And it reminds me of, there's a IFC miniseries called The Staircase, and it was about a murder. And there's 8 episodes, and each episode was like, he didn't do it. They did do it. They didn't do it. It was really good.
Yeah,
highly recommend it.
I really recommend it, too. It's great if you have, like, long drives, which I think all of us do.
I did. Went to Houston recently and definitely listened to a bunch of them, or 3 or 4 of them.
It's easily one of the better, like, well thought out podcasts.
It's so good. It makes me kind of come back and question, like, how we're doing our podcast.
Well, we don't have access to go interview a bunch of
That'll make it better, yeah. But this podcast needs is a good old fashioned American murder.
This is what she likes.
I do love crime.
All right, so let's talk about 3 big trailers that happened since we've been on break. We've had the Jurassic World trailer, the Star Wars trailer, and the Terminator Genesis trailer.
I've seen 12 trailers.
Has anybody seen the Jurassic World trailer?
Yes.
Multiple times.
You like it?
Yeah.
It looks good, right? Finally?
Chris Pratt.
But why did they make a D-Rex? That's what I want to know.
What's it called?
The D-Rex.
What's a D-Rex? Is that like the new dinosaur?
It's the new bad dinosaur in the movie that's a combination of a lot of dinosaurs.
Part 3 sucked. Part 2, the second half sucked.
Part 2 is terrible.
Part 2 is my favorite one.
I like part 3 better than part 2.
None of them are as good.
Wait a second. If you don't remember the second one, Spielberg did it, but the first half up until, like, the trailer was hanging off the cliff, but they went to the U.S., and then Jeff Goldblum's daughter was, like, swinging like a gymnast to kick the rafters in the barn. Yeah. It was terrible.
I don't even remember.
I like
the She wasn't a gymnast. That was determined in the movie.
Well,
yeah, she was.
She was
nice. Like, she was talented.
Yeah.
It was.
Really,
I didn't think it was weird. They clarified But I just think I'm curious if they're going to explore what I thought was great. The greatest part about Jurassic Park in general was, yes, we had this villain that was the T-Rex, but really it was about mankind fucking with nature.
Yeah.
Like, that was the overall question. Yeah. And I think in the second and the third, it kind of got lost a little bit.
Correct.
And I'm curious to see if Jurassic World, like, the way they presented in the trailer is that it's like, the dinosaurs are back. And I'm like, you still have a giant theme park that you're inviting people to come in and see these animals that are huge and not part of this world.
Well, I'm glad that it's finally, the park is actually open and there's tons of people there.
How fucked up, though, is that? Like,
It never opened as it shouldn't have,
but how fucked up is that we live in a world where that's
not happening? Really happen in the real world. If we really found some little fucking, you know, DNA from a dinosaur, we certainly wouldn't put it out for, you know, Tom, Dick, and the kids to come by and check it out. It would be something, you know, secretive.
Why not?
Aliens for how long? I mean, shit.
Wait for Walt Disney Presents.
Yeah, Disney would have done
it. It seems like the movie as a whole looks the trailer looks good, and I like the scene where Chris Pratt's riding the motorcycle with the raptors riding beside him.
I wish that he was
like the raptors and the T-Rex are supposed to be good in this. They're going to be fighting the D-Rex with them.
So stupid, guys. But I'm excited to see it. I just think like some of the plot points, I'm just like, really?
We'll see how it connects.
I want to see how it connects. I'm
excited. I want to see what BD Wong does now that he's, you know, he left the island at the beginning of the first movie, and you know, now we can see him again finally.
We'll see how that goes. Anyway, let's move on to Terminator Genesis.
No,
anybody watch that?
I didn't see that trailer.
You haven't seen Terminator Genesis yet? It looks decent. It's a $170 million budget, and it's going to go back and forth. They're going to do an alternate.
It's directed by Alan Taylor, who I like.
Who's done all the Game of Thrones.
I hate Jay Courtney, though, and Jay Courtney is Kyle Reese, but
I think the trailer looks good.
Why?
He's just not good.
He's really nice. He kind of just, like, grunts a lot.
Yeah.
He's really nice.
He seems very nice.
Well, he's
he
nice.
He just looks like...
But basically, in this new movie is doing a Star Trek type of reboot where it's a parallel universe.
Oh, cool.
So basically, this movie takes place where the T-800 went back further in time and raised Sarah Connor. And then also, at the beginning of Terminator, the first one, when that Terminator shows up, the old T-800 is there to kill him already.
What?
He's already dead. Two Schwarzeneggers. So,
nice!
So the original Terminator is dead. I know. So, and that's how basically the story comes up.
I'm on.
And then the T-1000 is back in it, the liquid metal guy.
It's a different T-1000.
Yeah.
Too. It's an Asian.
You guys are so excited for this trash shit.
Guys, I'm so pumped right now.
That trailer actually looks good.
You're thinking, when are they going to have sex to make John Connor? Because now the whole timeline's messed up.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to find time.
How many Terminators are there?
This is technically the fifth. Plus a TV series.
And
can we count
three
Terminator Salvation in that? Oh, yeah, that would be technically the fifth, right?
Yeah.
Because three was with Nick Stoll.
Three was the worst.
Oh. Is that the one with the girl Terminator?
Yeah. Kristen Loken.
Lesbian Terminator.
Christina Loken.
Yeah, she saw the billboard and was like...
It was and then the last trailer, Star Wars trailer, which was awesome. It was pretty good.
Guys, did you guys see that adorable soccer ball in it?
Yeah.
I screamed when I saw John Boyega.
Disney added that in.
I was like, I think John Boyega, the
Black
Stormtrooper,
yeah.
He's from Attack the Block. I'm so happy he's the main star of
Daisy's the main star.
Oh, it's both of them.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I think he's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
The trailer was pretty good.
Before.
I'm glad they didn't blow their wad to show all the characters yet.
Did you like the conspiracy behind who's the voice?
I think it's Adam Driver.
No,
it's
Andy Serkis.
It sounds exactly like Adam Driver.
Everyone thought it was Benedict Cumberbatch, but it was Andy Serkis.
Well, that was the whole theory, was like, who's the voice? There were so many, like, it's Cumberbatch, it's Max von Sydow, his last German Nazi name, and then,
Is that confirmed?
Yeah.
Confirmed it on Twitter.
100% confirmed.
Yeah,
okay, man. That sounded like Driver.
Which means he's in the movie.
I suppose he's playing
two characters.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
I think
I'm totally on board. I got jagged about it. I love Star Wars. Even the shitty ones, I went and saw them very excitedly.
We didn't see really much any of the old characters.
But my problem with it is it just seems like, here's a shot, here's a thing. And we'll see it in July.
It's a teaser.
It was an 80-second teaser.
Yeah.
A year away.
Yeah. I would think that they might, since Disney has a long relationship in Star Wars with the Super Bowl, we might get a new trailer for the Super Bowl.
There's a new one attached to the Age of Ultron movie.
That's after.
I know,
Super
that's
Bowl.
May.
So when does this come out? It's not a July?
December 2015, a year from now.
Oh, okay, a year from now. So after we go see Mockingbird Part 2.
Yes.
But then also there was already
Mockingjay.
Someone from Lucasfilm apparently leaked the whole movie, description.
Sure.
So if you want
to look it up, I have successfully avoided Sons of Anarchy spoilers. Don't say anything to me so I can avoid some spoilers.
They're all dead.
Shut up!
I don't watch it.
I don't
watch
it.
God, you have to do a better show.
Charlie Hunnam starts talking his real accent on the show.
He does that all the time. His real weird accent. His accent is so bizarre. Like if you sit and listen to him talking, just like. What are you? Where are you from? Where does this voice even come from? You're so handsome. What's Jax like? What has it been like playing Jax? Why do you speak this way?
Gosh, you have a lot of
pair him up with Sam Worthington. It'll be fine.
Sons of Anarchy season, the last one?
Yeah.
This is the last episode. It's this Tuesday, guys.
The last final episode.
And it's already got leaked.
Yeah, the funny story about how it got leaked was there was a companion book that was supposed to be shipped next Tuesday. So that you would watch the movie, you watch the final show, and then this is like a companion book, like pictures of the whole show, and Kurt Sutter had totally sanctioned it. It got shipped a week early. And it has huge spoilers in the back. So if you got your copy of these official guide to Sons of Anarchy, has who dies in the last episode.
You won't tell us?
No, I didn't look it up because I...
I'll tell you.
Don't!
Everyone.
We'll save that for next week. All right, let's talk about the big casting news on the Suicide Squad for DC. Will Smith is going to be a superhero, not Hancock.
Oh, he's a villain.
Or a villain, villains. Yeah.
Let's see if he actually...
Okay, yes. But the big news, Jared Leto is the Joker. How awesome is that?
Great.
I'll wait and see what he does, but yeah.
I'm way more excited about Suicide Squad than I am about that other film that you...
Will Smith playing Deadshot.
What other film?
Batman Superman.
Dawn of Justice?
Why?
Huh?
Because it can't be worse than Man of Steel.
It can be.
It totally could be. We all said that about Man of Steel when we were like, can't be as bad as Sucker Punch.
Am I the only person here that liked Man of Steel?
Apparently you and
Steel. Yeah, no, I like most of it.
I hated Man of Steel.
I like the score.
I like Ben Affleck, and I really am excited to see him play.
I agree with you on that.
Let's go back.
And Jessica Eisenberg.
Back to Suicide Squad.
Let's go back to Suicide Squad. DC, if you're not unfamiliar with Suicide Squad, it's basically like Justice League. Or the Avengers, but for supervillains in the DC universe. So you're going to get the Joker,
like
you're going to get Harley Quinn, you're going to get Deadshot, you're going to get... It's a bunch of bad guys. So Will Smith playing a bad guy is pretty rare, but...
Right.
Which, has he played a bad guy ever?
Well, he was the devil in The Terrible Winter's Tale.
Only person that's seen that movie.
They didn't cast the lady that runs them, though.
Yeah, they're seeing it... That we're trying to get Oprah to do it.
Oprah.
Amanda Waller is that character's name.
Uma?
Oprah would be amazing.
Yeah. They had Oprah, Viola Davis, and Octavia Spencer, the three.
They only have three black people that work in Hollywood, apparently.
Three black people.
What about Woody, Alfred Woodard? Gabrielle Sidibe would work, but she's too young.
Yeah.
She's not a good actress.
Shut your face!
I'm sorry, I just watched Life of Partners, and she... No.
That's not her.
You stop there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. That's not... It's a good movie, and I've noticed, and that's not... I'm not saying this is the only time I've noticed it. She was good in Precious, but since I've seen her in Precious, since she was on SNL, and then, like, all...
Did you watch her on
The Big C?
She was
amazing.
Great on The Big C.
Amazing.
What about American Horror Story? Did you watch her in American Horror Story?
People are telling me that that's not good, her role.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Because I can agree with you, like, when she tries to dip her toe... When she dips her toe into the comedy, I don't like her as a comedy actress. I think she thinks she's a lot funnier than she is.
Maybe that's what it is, because I've only seen her... Okay. I haven't seen her in other dramatic roles. I've only seen her play, like, smaller...
Yeah.
You saw her in Tower Heist, so you're saying.
She's in
other
stuff,
too.
Huh?
Yeah.
But she can't do...
I like ensembles.
Comedy.
I know.
She can't... I think she struggles with comedy.
I will totally agree with Susan on that.
Well, the other members of Suicide Squad that they confirmed was Tom Hardy is playing another villain again in the DC Universe.
But not Bane.
Rick Flagg is the name of his character. And then you have Jay Courtney, who's like in everything now. He's playing Captain Boomerang.
I think it's pronounced Jai.
No, it's Jay.
Jai.
Whatever. I'm
he said Jai?
Yeah.
It's his name, so he knows his name.
Jai. And Margot Robbie, who was Leo DiCaprio's wife in Wolf of Wall Street, will play Harley Quinn, Joker's
And Cara Delevingne, the model, is playing the Enchantress.
So here's my thing. I have a lot of questions for you guys about
this.
We know who... So, like, as a non-comic book person, we know who Joker is and we know who Harley Quinn is. But
right.
Are they going to have to do a lot of explaining who these other characters are?
Why should we
even care?
I'm sure that opening sequence will explain a lot.
If you're a DC fan, you'll know most of those characters. But, like, I'm not really a DC fan, like, per se. Like, a guy with boomerangs, it sounds hilarious to me.
Do you think that that comic book movies even really rely on... you being a fan originally anymore?
It was the case until Guardians. Now that Guardians opened it up, pretty much they're greenlighting everything.
Yeah.
We'll see if Ant-Man is successful. That's another one that not a lot of people have read.
And also, I don't like, even though Ant-Man, I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. But he's got such a stupid name that I'm like, I don't want to watch a movie about a dude that looks like an ant.
Scott Lang?
Yeah, he said, no, Ant-Man's a stupid name, guys. It's a stupid fucking name. Like, Batman? Like, oh, it makes sense.
It's what his character is.
Oh, wow, you could lift a lot of leaves.
Do you think he shrinks down to the size of an ant so he can be as strong as them?
I don't know anything about Ant-Man. I'm like, one. I don't
know. We'll see. There's a lot of good actors in that movie, so I'm interested to see what...
I'm excited about Suicide Squad because I like villains. I love villains. I think villains are the best. I only want to watch
because
movies.
They're making a Sinister Six movie based on the Spider-Man villains. That will be the next movie in the whole thing.
In Sinister?
Huh?
In the Sinister?
No, Sinister Six.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I was like, when did we jump to Sinister Six?
No, it's another villain movie. Basically, is what they're doing.
Gotcha.
So.
Well, what there was a comic book out a couple of years ago that was. Was it called, like, Evil Genius or something that was, like, a graphic novel that was all about if Batman, instead of becoming a vigilante for good, became a vigilante for evil.
Yeah.
And that was one that I was excited about seeing one day. I forget the name of it. Evil Genius?
I'm not sure.
Something like that.
Who knows?
I think Margot Robbie was perfect.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
I'm so glad she's getting work. Yeah. Besides the fact that she's so beautiful, she's actually, like, a pretty decent actress.
She's also
she
like Will Smith's other... Big movie.
Oh, yeah.
She's also
yeah.
Jane in Tarzan. So.
Yeah. Probably,
thanks for bringing it down.
I like
the other Will Smith movie looks happy.
Yeah, it's like a
serious movie.
Futuristic bank heist.
Yeah, it looks serious.
It does look fun, though. But yeah.
Moving on, we got an announcement that James Bond, Bond 24, will be called Spectre, and Christoph Waltz will be the villain, along with Batista. Who was in the Guardians of the Galaxy? No, but Christoph Waltz. They revealed his name, but I think they're doing like the whole Benedict Cumberbatch Khan thing from Star Trek. Because he's supposed to Christoph Waltz is supposed to play basically the Dr. Evil character from the original Bond with the cat.
Blofeld.
Yes, yes.
You know who I'm most excited to see though? Ralph Fiennes is the new.
Oh yeah,
I think that dynamic has to be good. Like, Judy was great.
Oh, I forgot that Ralph Fiennes got cat.
Ralph's the new
Judy Dench.
If that doesn't work, him and Mr. Daniel Craig, then it could be shit.
Oh, that's going to be so much handsome.
It'll be really good.
It really did, because at that very end of the Skyfall, he's like, oh, you're back, do what you need to do. And, like, they had that rapport. It was really good.
Did you guys like Skyfall?
I really love it.
Skyfall was
cinematography.
Deacons?
And it was so.
Well, I don't know what a Deacons did this year, though.
There were issues I had with it, like when we had to go back and explore.
No, it wasn't a good movie, but. I'm trying to think. I don't know. We'll come back to it.
Skyfall was okay for me.
What did you like with the villain?
No, I love the villain.
See, that he made the movie.
Of course. No, the villain was the best part.
Especially when he was like...
Javier Bardem?
When he was doing that talking thing, and he was like talking that it was the long hallway, and he was explaining, and I was like, why is he wearing pants? Why is he wearing a shirt? He's so handsome right now.
I felt like it was a little slow.
I was going to say, a problem that I had with it was when we go back in time, like when we go back to his family's estate, and like all the stuff that kind of happened there, just because I was like...
But this is, it's based on the first book. The origin story was a slower story for Ian Fleming. His stories are all about him kicking ass.
Yeah.
That's why this one might be the most like, fuck, they just blow everything up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome.
And Sam Mendes is doing it, right?
Yeah,
he's doing the next two.
Yeah, Inspector is actually the thing that Blofeld was a part of. That was like the whole big thing. Like, it's what Dr. Evil's based off of.
So Inspector. If they're doing two more... Will Daniel Craig stick for on for two more?
Mm-hmm.
I love Daniel Craig.
He's the best.
I love Moody Bond.
He's so good.
Moody Bond is my favorite.
I do miss him in other roles, though. Like
Ginger Bond is what we call him.
Ginger Bond.
Like, he needs to be killing girls with tattoos or something.
He wasn't killing them. He was helping.
I've
actually never seen those movies, nor have I read those books.
I don't like rape.
I don't like the movies that are like weird. The whole plot point of this is about like avenging rape or having the rape. Like, if I Spit on Your Grave was about
you
that.
Like murder mysteries. This was totally about a murder mystery. About
yeah.
From the past, them going back to plug in the Nazi elements. It was so... That's the best part of
I'll
the
get there.
Stuff is,
it's one that's been in my queue for a very long time, so I know I'll get there.
It's
eventually.
A gruesome rape scene.
Ooh, yeah.
Which one? What?
The male.
The girl with the dragon tattoo.
Girl
yeah,
with the dragon.
But then again,
the male one I don't like as much when he's about to rape her. It's horrible.
That looks terrible.
I feel bad for her.
But then again, like, I think I Spit on Your Grave is like probably one of my favorite... Ugh. Both versions are probably some of my favorite movies, just because I like this exploitation in the sense where there is sort of some sort of repercussion of it, but the stylizedness of Girl with a Dragon Tattoo is just never.
But it's Fincher. It's not like stylized. It's dark.
Yeah, but Fincher. Okay, guys, I love Fincher, but I just don't think I can do it.
I do like I Spit on Your Grave. It was a fun 70s.
I like Straw Dogs a lot more. Not the new one. I hated the new one.
New one
the new one. One was...
Was it different?
Because the rape scene in Straw Dogs was a little bit off. It was definitely not sexualized, which is a big deal. And then, two, it was a little off-screen, and then there's, like, all of these repercussions of it, which makes so much more sense. This is the problem I had with the second I Spit on Your Grave, where it was incredibly sexualized and incredibly long, kind of, like, irreversible. That rape scene would not stop. And I was like, okay, okay, okay.
Speaking of irreversible, Monica Bellucci, who is the girl who gets raped in Irreversible,
mm-hmm. And married.
Was cast in Spectre.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
she's also married to...
Full circle, guys.
And she's married to the French dude.
Sam
Vincent Cassell, yeah. Who I love. So anytime you see him in a movie, I'm like, oh, this movie's going to be crazy.
Like Ocean's 12?
Yes.
Yeah. That
is good.
So hot in that
movie. He's good.
So hot in that movie.
He's good. All right,
he needs to be in a Hunger Games movie.
Let's talk about...
English,
ooh. Ooh. Okay. Let's talk about Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is coming back to play Deadpool officially. About a few months ago. Everything he's been.
Green Lantern?
He was great.
Just Friends.
Sure
he
was. Terrible. Canadian? Go back to Canada.
Just Friends.
Right. Yeah, Just Friends is the best.
And the other one.
Buying the Cow?
Was it?
Definitely Maybe?
Oh, I love Definitely Maybe. They play that movie here.
Van Wilder.
But those are all old movies. Like
I know, he hasn't been relevant for the last...
There was a really interesting... I can't remember if it was...
Buried?
Okay, Buried was amazing.
I didn't see
Buried. Buried's not him, though. It's
the whole movie is him.
Yeah. You stick anyone in a box and they go, oh, fuck, that's good.
He's the best part of Blade 3.
You can't throw anyone in there.
There could have been better actors.
Which was the best part of?
Blade 3.
Yeah. But he's coming back.
The best part in Blade.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
I do.
Wesley Snipes hater. Come on.
Yeah.
But there was an interesting article that I think either New York Magazine or Vulture published. They're the same thing, so they probably published them on both. That talked about the career separation of Ryan Reynolds and then another actor, and how now one was it?
They've crossed.
One was terrible.
I had this whole thing talked out.
Was it Ryan Reynolds
and
Ryan Gosling?
No, it wasn't Gosling.
They always compare them.
It was. I think it was supposed to be Chris Pratt, but I don't think it was Chris Pratt. So never mind. Just ignore that.
But I think a few months ago they released footage of a Deadpool. Clip of Deadpool kicking
hilarious.
Ass, and it was awesome. So I think after that buzz, they were like, "Okay, let's give him the movie finally."
And it is a great character. Like,
yeah,
he's funny and an ass kicker. Like, there's
but he's
bones to him.
But it looks like he's doing. I mean, I don't know if they're actually going to show his face or if it's all going to be animated. Because
I'm sure they'll show his face, but it's supposed to be
covered in that
burned,
yeah.
Charred face.
Charred face.
So really, he's just doing some motion capturing.
Besides Gotti, we all like Ryan Reynolds.
No.
Yeah.
We all like Ryan Reynolds.
No. I like it, for sure.
I like Van Wilder. I miss him.
I like old Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
he's not terrible, but really.
All right, in more comic book film news, or TV show news, AMC finally gave the green light to the pilot for Preacher from Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, which will be awesome. So they are absolutely going to make it. It's happening.
And it's still just only the pilot, though, but yes, most likely it will happen.
Yeah,
99.9% it'll be ordered to a series.
It's not necessary. Well, okay, yes. Typically in AMC fashion, if they order something for a pilot, they'll typically...
They'll typically do
a series order. But there's
once, right?
But what they do, because they won't even take, typically with AMC, they won't even take a show that they take the script and make the pilot without already understanding they're going to make it go to series. But AMC is also really has a history of just like canceling shit at the last minute.
Yeah.
They'll be like, no, this is not AMC quality. We're not going to do it.
This is a replacement for Walking Dead. This is the perfect like.
Replacement for Walking Dead is Walking Dead 2.
Yeah.
Well. This is the other...
Haven't had a successful year. I mean, Walking Dead, yes, is their successful story, but if you look at anything else this year, it's not been a good year for AMC. Turn was terrible. Halt and Catch Fire, I'm still surprised at this season of that show. It's very smart. It's very boring.
But next year, they'll still have Walking Dead, but they'll also have Better Call Saul, mm-hmm. and they'll have the final season of Mad Men, which they'll have to replace, which I think... You know,
what's what was supposed to be Halt and Catch Fire was supposed to be like the 80s Mad Men.
Yeah,
and it's
I don't
not.
Know.
But Preacher's going to be awesome. They have
is Preacher a comedy?
No.
It's drama.
Ooh.
Dark. Ooh. Very dark.
You need to read that. Because if you like rape and violence,
why,
you it's riddled with it. It's one of the best books and stories you'll ever read. It's excellent.
Well, then Marvel announced also the star of Jessica Jones.
Yeah, Kristen Ritter.
I
like
her.
I like her.
Great Big Eyes.
I hate Big Eyes.
I liked her.
Big Eyes wasn't that bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
It turned him
off. Was good. He's really good at playing.
He's starting to annoy me. I don't know why.
Really?
He's playing himself.
Everything.
He doesn't have a wide range in it.
Yeah.
He was so good in this.
No, I agree with you. I thought he was really good.
This is probably his most dynamic, like, not. Like,
so first off, you're talking about a movie called Big Eyes by Tim Burton, and it's based on a true story.
It's the least Tim Burton movie of all his movies.
So there's no creepy trees or ghosts.
It's basically the story of an artist who...
Wife.
An artist's wife. The wife was an artist, too. And she was making these beautiful paintings that we see, you know, they're from the 70s that we've seen with the girls with the big eyes and very, like, fantastical looking. And she is convinced by her husband to allow him to take credit for it because he's kind of an asshole. And so he takes credit as most men do for women's art.
The million
well, they are missing the whole art. Right? This is a big story. They became a multi-million dollar industry because of this poster and like the selling of the rights. It changed the whole game of
how art was sold,
where art was shown, why art was art. Warhol and all
we
the
allowed for
people.
Thomas Kinkade because of them.
No, exactly.
I mean, it's
true.
Manufactured art,
Kinkade,
yeah, and there wouldn't be
her.
Warhol without her, yeah.
Exactly, and that, I mean, it's a great idea. I think Burton visually made a beautiful movie.
Well, yeah, no, the cinematography and, like, the production design, definitely with all the different colors.
She was the one problem I had.
See, I found her a little annoying.
Yeah.
Who is it, Amy Adams?
Yeah. Adams.
She has her moments, or she can be.
We're getting Enchanted too, guys. That's all
okay.
I can.
I'm excited.
Is James Marsden coming back?
I think so. Is it? No.
I wish
the other one, McDreamy.
Well, yeah, she ends up with Patrick Dempsey.
James Marsden was the prince.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't like James Marsden.
I
wish I did. He's in so many things, but every time I see him, I'm like, you have a stupid face.
Alright, and then, what's it called? Star Trek 3. It was supposed to be directed by Robert Orci, who was producer of the last two J.J. Abrams ones. He left. They fired him, or he left. If you don't know, Orci is a really big writer and producer in Hollywood, but he's known for his crazy conspiracy theories that he puts out on Twitter and Facebook, so I think they fired him. So do you know who the first director...
Did he get fired, or did he walk away?
He walked away.
I thought he walked away.
The studio didn't... Yeah,
studio didn't want him. But do you know who they want right now?
You're right, motherfuckers!
Which is kind of weird if you think about it, because he did leave Ant-Man. So now he's replacing somebody who left.
Can we tap the break on giving Edgar stuff that he's not writing? Because as a writer, he is brilliant. As a director, I don't know if he's got the chops to pull off some of these movies yet. This was his chance with Ant-Man, and then look what happened. He either freaked out, or they wouldn't give him something.
No, it was Marvel. Then
the studio didn't think his vision fit into the Marvel.
Correct.
Which, that's kind of scary. Like, I'm curious to see what he does outside of his realm and his world. Is it going to be as good? Because I think they're...
Well, Simon Pegg is in Star Trek, so I feel like they... That's why I think a lot.
If it becomes a Scotty movie, I'm totally on board. Because so far, I haven't been too impressed.
I wasn't impressed by this last one.
He's the best part of it.
No, he seriously is. And that's scary that
yeah.
Kirk can't hold Kirk. And I think all those actors are really good actors.
But it's a weird choice. Like, I like him a lot. I just... I wouldn't pick him to do Star Trek. Like, I would want him to do his own thing.
Well, because all the good sci-fi directors are all directing Star Wars movies now.
There's plenty of sci-fi directors that take over Star Trek.
Wait, y'all didn't like Star Trek?
They're directing Star Wars movies.
I loved it.
I did.
It was almost in my top 10 last year.
Wow. It was
amazing.
Benedict was barely in it. It didn't tell the Khan story at all. It was fucking terrible.
It wasn't about that. It was about
it's Kirk. It's Khan's movie, man.
No, about Kirk and Spock making friends, blah, blah, blah. That was the first movie.
That was not the first movie.
Thank you.
That was not the first movie.
That was the first movie. That was totally the first movie. Was
you're
them
talking
getting,
about one of the
they're already
villains.
And they're already the greatest team. Like, they're already supposed to be best friends. Like, we don't need to be rehashing this every freaking movie. Oh, Connor or Spock hurt my feelings. Kirk hurt my feelings. Fuck you. Stop being goddamn pussies.
Whoa!
Let me have a goddamn villain, because Khan is a motherfucking badass.
That'll be another movie.
No, it will not. I don't care. Don't try to give me Wrath of Khan Part 2, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
This wasn't Wrath of Khan Part 2.
No, it wasn't.
This is before Wrath of Khan.
Oh, fuck you. Then that's the splitting the movies. Why make the second one? He was so he's the best villain out there.
And he's the best actor. Like, give Benedict some time, motherfuckers. God, I hated that.
It was one scene on that.
I was so mad. I'm getting mad again. Not sure if you guys know.
So, Star Trek Into Darkness or Gabby Hoffman?
Yeah, let's see that.
You know what?
Into Darkness.
Yeah. No, because you just said Gabby, and I did kind of just calm down a little bit, because I was like, oh, I can shift my rage to somebody else.
You're going to hit wild because Gabby's in it.
Just I know. I will see her, and is she in it a lot? It's very little. She's starting to trip where she's the girl to tell that you're pregnant to.
Yeah.
Obviously. Oh, there you go. She's that actress.
She's terrible.
That's funny. Well, that's our new segment for like the past few weeks. So if you caught up, hope you like it. Let's move on to our famous recast segment. So we're going to recast a lovely movie from the 80s, from 1987 actually, called 3 Men and a Baby.
Who directed this wonderful film?
You don't answer, and you don't answer. I want you to know, don't look it up.
Mm-mm.
Don't look it up, Gwen.
I'm sorry.
She's doing work.
One of my writers is applying for Sundance, and he has a lot of questions for me,
okay.
So I'm sorry.
So, do you know who directed, this is in correlation to what we were just talking about, who directed 3 Men and a Baby?
I have no idea.
Leonard Nimoy.
Shut up.
Absolutely.
No,
he totally directed
Leonard
that.
Nimoy. Also,
shut up, Leonard.
Also, fun fact about Leonard Nimoy. He has a photography coffee table book.
I own it. It's in the back bedroom.
It's beautiful.
It's of very obese women naked.
No, they're just like normal looking. They're not obese.
You want to see the book? It is very obese women.
Maybe Leonard Nimoy likes
They're very obese. That's the whole point of the book.
It's cool.
They're very obese women. I have the book in the back room. Because
Rubenesque, Brian.
It's not. They're obese.
They're very full figured.
I heard about the book, and I immediately got it. That's like, sweet. Leonard Nimoy.
When he did his junket for that, too. Oh, no, I'm getting him in. Confused.
But 3 Men and a Baby, it was released in 1987 on November 25th. In 1987, so just, recently.
But
it
didn't
come out.
Why did you pick a movie that didn't come out in 1984?
Fuck me, right?
Yeah.
Right.
The movie, Leonard Nimoy made the movie for $11 million, and back in 1987, it made $168 million.
Wow.
And so they made a sequel, 3 Men and a Little Lady.
Which is far superior.
Yes.
Well, they wanted to make They wanted
to
make,
This movie was awesome.
This movie was awesome.
It was, but the second one is better.
Well, they wanted to make, over the years, 3 Men and a Bride, and they wanted to reunite, but they haven't yet. And then, unfortunately, Adam Sandler got his hands on it and wants to remake 3 Men and a Baby with Chris Rock, David Spade, and Rob Schneider.
No!
Rob Schneider's out.
But you know, as we learned with the Sony leak, people at Sony do not appreciate Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
But they have to make this.
Well, it's not happening. This was from 2012, I think, and he wants to do it, but there's no plans yet, but I know
a whole bunch of fart jokes.
The original crew and cast want to reunite to do Three Men and a Bride.
I would love that. That would just
would be like a spinoff of Father of the Bride, which is like one of my favorite movies.
Yes,
they have to have Fronk in there.
Wouldn't that be great? Like it's all in the same. Because in my head, as a child, I always thought those movies were
and
in the same.
And Dee Dee Long is also in that.
Have some cat.
What?
Really
all right, so we're going to recast if they were going to remake this, which we'd rather see the third sequel within it.
We would.
Now
we could cast the bride if we got to
correct. We'll recast the bride
too.
Yeah,
they can change it.
But let's start with Sylvia Bennington, who was basically the mother, played by Nancy Travis in the 1987 movie. Who would you pick? I pick Natalie Portman.
Why?
Because I like her. I think she has a motherly.
That's not
you know, she could also, you know, play kind of bitchy.
She doesn't look like Nancy at all.
She doesn't look like Nancy.
I don't know.
I like Natalie Portman. That's actually a good pick.
I think she would be
for the mom. She's
awesome.
Not bad.
She's a recent mother.
She could be strong-willed and all that stuff.
I picked Felicity Jones.
Oh, yes.
British thing. So,
see, I want Keira Knightley in the British thing.
I don't see
Keira Knightley as ever being able to produce a child out of her body.
I would not pick her.
She is so charming.
I don't like Keira Knightley for that.
I do like Keira Knightley, but I don't see her as a motherly person.
She's alright.
How about Rosamund Pike? We're going for a Pride and Prejudice theme.
I like Rosamund Pike.
I thought of Rebecca Hall, so...
We all look British, don't we? Rebecca Hall would work.
I didn't go
Rebecca
British.
Rebecca Hall has that weird sort of like... She's got a weird profile, though. I don't know if anybody ever thinks about this.
I still like Felicity Jones.
I like Felicity Jones. Natalie Portman was a really good... Emma Stone also can't see her as motherly. I see Emma Stone as the kind of person that gets knocked up and leaves her child at the fire hydrant, at fires. I'm not even joking. I like Emma Stone, but she is nuts. She is a nutty, nutty lady.
That's my type of girl.
Yes.
All right. The role of Jack Holden, played by the amazing Ted Danson. I went young. I went Adam Driver.
That's not bad, actually. Yeah. But I picked Michael Fassbender.
Too cute.
No. I like it. I like it so much. It's actually really
good. I figured it. You know, and I kept thinking Three Men and a Little Lady, so I think about that scene where he dresses up as the preacher or whatever, the minister or whatever, and like I can just see Michael Fassbender doing that.
I thought of Jason Sudeikis. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. It's all Jason's.
Anybody else?
I totally went with a different vibe.
Kevin Hart?
No, yeah. I originally wanted to do a race thing, but then I thought the baby would give it away. So I decided three different guys who have religious connotations or connections, so they would be their religious alter egos. So I thought, for my Jewish fellow, obviously, Ben Stiller.
I like Ben Stiller.
So old. Isn't that old?
The guys were old in the movie.
They weren't that old. Ben Stiller now. Ben Stiller now is gray hair.
Well, he dye his hair.
He dyes hair. Tell me that.
I'm going to go with... I don't mind Adam Driver.
I don't like Fassbender and Driver, though. What's How are they fatherly? One guy...
They're not fatherly. That's the whole point. I like Zach Krieger from Whitest Kids You Know.
I do like him.
Because like the Tony Danson character, he's kind of like... Isn't he the one that's the actor?
Yeah,
he's a playboy, but he's kind of like doofy and like meh.
Yeah.
So I think Zach Krieger was in that Brian Pulitzer movie, Love and Air Sex. But then he was also in The Whitest Kids You Know. He's very cute.
How do you spell his?
C-R-E-G-G-E-R.
He's lovable. He gets up on
stage. Yeah. Nobody likes Adam Driver?
I like Adam Driver. I would
just wasn't like menacing though. Like,
yeah, Adam Driver
was menacing. He was really animated. He's a little dorky,
but he's like an actor, so he's kind of like he makes pretend all the time. He's like basically Ed Norton's character in Birdman, like where he has to play somebody and then he's like, oh,
you know who would be great in this?
Miles Teller.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
I wouldn't mind Ryan Reynolds. There.
I like Ryan Reynolds over Adam Driver.
I think Ryan would, because he was dorky in kind of, he wasn't an asshole.
Yeah, he was never really an asshole.
He was a playboy, but he was like...
But he has to also be really sexy. Like, that's
I don't mind this guy.
The Krieger guy.
What about Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, that guy is, that's the guy from
that's
Boy.
What the
Nicholas Holt?
Ryan
no.
Reynolds?
No, that's the TV show.
That wasn't Reynolds.
Oh, can we do Ryan Reynolds?
I'm good with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. So
this is Jones, Ryan Reynolds, your next movie.
He would be really good at it.
All right.
That's Walt.
Michael Kellum, the Steve Guttenberg character. I picked DiCaprio.
No.
I think that would be awesome. I think you can make DiCaprio kind of sexy. Nerdy sexy, I guess?
No, he's not nerdy at all.
Jason Segel.
I totally thought, like, nerdy guys.
So, like, Seth Rogen or something?
Okay, I picked, you're not going to like, I picked Adam Brody.
Well, Brody's kind of, well, he's kind of.
I would actually go with Brody. I would imagine Brody.
He's that perfect amount of, like, he's still, you know, he's not full-on nerd, but he.
I just don't know if Adam Brody would take this role if we were casting him. He'd be like, I really just want to get away from my nerd image.
But, like, Steve Guttenberg's character isn't, like, super nerdy.
Just kind of, a little bit.
Just a little.
I like Seth Rogen or Jason Segel.
Seth Rogen.
Pretty cool.
Seth Rogen. You mean Adam Brody?
No,
you just totally tried to... He just tried to do one of his Ryan tricks right there.
What do you mean?
You were like, yes, this is the one I wanted. This is what I wanted.
Yeah, well, he had the idea. The guy had the idea.
Who said Seth Rogen ever?
Well, he said Jason Segel. I'm like, oh, those guys.
I'm surprised you say TJ Miller.
Oh, God.
No,
I don't want to see TJ Miller having sex with anybody.
So
do you want to see religious Kirk Cameron, though? or wait for it.
Not for marriage.
Tom Cruise. And he's fucking...
Why are your people so old, Gotti? Like,
Kirk's not old.
Kirk is super old.
Okay, guys. They can dye their hair. They can look at their...
Wait, okay. Is Adam Brody completely out?
Adam Brody. Brody's not terrible.
I like Adam Brody a lot more than I like Jason Segel.
I just don't think Brody will sell that character.
Who do you have?
I had DiCaprio.
DiCaprio is not.
He's not doing any of that.
He's not.
No. DiCaprio would laugh at you.
Yeah, he would.
Unless this is directed by Martin Scorsese. Yeah, it would be like, which I would totally watch.
Then he'd be Tom Selleck's character.
Scorsese replaces Leonard Nimoy. Make him in a baby. He's going to die as a fan.
The baby.
Terrible.
I still like we could pick somebody better than.
Miles Teller? Like Miles Teller would be great.
That's why I said.
I thought about that, but I was like, you guys would be like.
I think Miles Teller would be awesome.
Miles Teller could play.
I think Miles Teller. If we could get Ryan Reynolds and Miles Teller and Felicity Jones, like we already have young people, so we have to
keep that. And where's my biggest person?
Oh, God.
The oldest of all the guys.
Right. This one is old. Like,
so Peter
was old.
Peter Mitchell.
And he was the youngest one.
Peter Mitchell, Tom Selleck. I have John Hamm.
That's good.
I like John Hamm.
Yeah. The mustache to old beard.
Yeah.
I picked Jason Bateman to go along with all my other Jason.
Oh,
you're just doing Jason.
My son casting is all Jason's guys. I'm sorry.
I love it.
Jason Statham is the
one. But this guy was a man.
I think it's only John Hamm.
I'll go John Hamm.
I would. And plus, I'd love to see John Hamm, Miles Teller, and Ryan Reynolds all sing. Was it Goodnight,
Sweetheart?
Adrian Grenier.
He's done. He's done.
Well, you could have brought him back.
The retard from
Entourage.
Yes,
the retard.
What about Bryan Cranston?
That's you and old
dad.
Yeah.
Let's remember.
And he's still pretty scary.
I know. The funny thing is that I always look at that movie and I see like the other two very young and like.
You guys see John Hamm and Felicity Jones together?
Oh yes, yeah.
Really?
John Hamm can seduce
Felicity. That's kind of gross. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't see it. I could see Felicity Jones ending up with either Miles Teller or Ryan Reynolds, but not.
No, it just doesn't have to be the same. She can end up with somebody else.
Are you going to change the whole story?
Well, John Hamm is the same age as Ryan Reynolds.
How do you not see John Hamm?
Like, I think John Hamm would be awesome. Do you think John Hamm would be good?
I'm kind of considering how it
is. Chris O'Dowd. Let's switch it up.
That's okay. I can see that more. versus Johnny.
I go back to what Gotti said though, that Tom's, that character's got to be very like fatherly and very kind of like dad like, not dad like in the sense of like I'm a dad, but like the, you know how there's always the mom.
He's
of the group?
The dad of the group.
He's got to be the dad of the group, the sensible one.
He's the best choice.
Is there not anyone else you can think of?
Yeah, I think we can think of. I mean, I like John Hamm a lot.
I'm not saying that's a bad choice.
No, I like John Hamm. I just wonder if there's somebody
to fit the cast.
Morgan Freeman.
Our cast is super white. Can we add some color?
No, because the baby.
I guess you could have
that's what I was saying. You can't do
a mulatto baby.
You can't do Idris, because, I mean, it's a black baby, for God's sake. You know who it is.
All right, fair.
But I got a good choice.
Then why don't we recast our mom and make her, like,
the black
one? Olivia, like, Megan Good.
That'd be so hot.
And then
John Hamm, Megan Good. I can see it.
Good
like,
hand.
Megan Good is gorgeous.
Rum hand.
So, like, if we did a black mom... Or an Asian mom or something, and then we can have multicolor or whatever, because it wouldn't really matter.
Margaret
yeah,
Cho.
I am a racist.
Margaret Cho is who you
I'm don't know.
Really?
How about Keanu Reeves? Who's
no.
Real.
How about Tom Hiddleston?
Asian girl. He's British.
I like Keanu Reeves a lot.
Tom Hiddleston's not bad.
I do. I like
what about
Keanu
Chris
Reeves?
Evans?
No.
Chris
Pine would be good.
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine would be really good, actually.
Oh, yeah. What?
I think John Hamm's better.
Because if we kept him like similar age, if we kept him similar age, which is what those guys all were similar age.
Yeah.
But then
now who's bringing up Poor Boston guys?
Okay.
Oh, that's right, Chris Pine.
Damn right.
That come on, you said they're.
I think John Hamm's perfect for this role.
I'm cool with John Hamm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm fine with John Hamm. I just wish that
Chris Pratt?
There was like a younger version of John Hamm.
Yeah. Just
like somebody who was like, because John Hamm has that very Cary Grant sort of.
Can we do Nick Offerman? Can he be
No. The baby comes out with a mustache. The baby comes out with just a mustache on its face.
Maybe a younger version of Chris Pratt, but not as, you know.
Oh my god, Chris Pratt.
All right, moving on. If they were going to do the 3 Men and a Bride, who would
you
want?
Are we not going to cast the, are we not going to cast the director?
Oh.
Okay. No, not yet. We're going to do the three, if we're going to cast the bride.
Oh, okay.
If 3 Men and a Bride, who would you want the bride to be? Who would you want the
who's the bride?
She has to be a brunette.
The baby.
Because the girl, yeah, if it's Felicity Jones and those three are all, well, she could be blonde because, Ryan Reynolds is blonde.
Wait, wait, but are we, now you're saying bride and we're following.
It doesn't matter. You can change people's hair colors.
Wait, else. Are we casting it with the Gutenberg crew or with the crew we just did?
The crew we just did.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter. Who would you want to see as a bride in the third sequel? Let's just do that one. If they're going to reunite Ted Danson,
okay,
to Gutenberg, and Tom Selleck, who would you want that to be?
Hermione.
Emma Watson.
That's actually a really good pick. Would that work?
She's
got to
be young. Time? She can't be a
How many years later would this be?
It could be any.
15 to 20.
6.
Yeah, so she would be like our age. She would be like 30. If I said 25. 22 to 20. Yeah, she'd be like
Hermione.
Felicity Jones.
She's brutalizing her role
there. Has Felicity Jones ever done a comedy, though? She's done any comedy? Does she have good
really.
Comedy-ness to her?
Do you think Emma Watson would be good for the
I
job?
Actually think Emma Watson would be pretty good.
I'd be fine with it.
Right.
Or, what about Sybil from Downton Abbey? I don't watch
it. Oh, Jessica Finley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jessica Brown Finley.
Oh, yeah, she was in that terrible Winter's Tale that you hated so much.
Oh, God.
I heard that was really bad.
And who do you want to direct the Three Men? Our Three Men?
Our Three Men? Bill Murray.
Has he directed anything?
Doesn't matter. Did Leonard Nimoy direct anything up until that moment?
Absolutely. Actually, he directed like two of or three of the Star Trek movies.
Okay. Realistically, though, who would I want?
David Fincher.
An actor who's a director now. Think about it.
An actor who's a director. What?
Tony Goldwyn.
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage would be good, actually.
Fred
so
Savage.
He can do it.
You don't watch Girl Meets World by any chance? Just asking?
Yes.
I do. Fuck it.
Are you going to watch the special? It. All of them come back.
That right. Special. I watched it, and I almost cried because I was so excited to see, Sean.
Do they have the ghost of Mr. Feeney come back again?
No. He's not dead.
But he was a ghost in the first episode of the show.
Yeah, I was guess. He was just like an aspiration. Though.
I think he was just... I think people totally misunderstood that. I never thought oh my god, he's dead.
No, I didn't either. I always just thought it was oh, now you're the old man.
Because even before... before, even before the show started, they said that Feeny's role is that he's like the, he's in charge of the district or something like that. So I was like, they never said he was going to die. People were like, oh, Feeny's dead. I'm like, you're wrong. But he's going to be in season two, apparently.
Yeah, I like that show.
But I wish that Ryder Strong was on it more. I don't like he's just like...
He's going to know he's going to come back and be... He probably needs to be on
like full season. Eric
was my favorite
character. He's going to come back too.
Yeah, because he's not doing anything.
Yeah. Oh, well, for now. Yeah, he's super fat now, though. So he probably
still
needs
to come back.
So he's going to look like a great
character. He didn't come to the ATX reunion. Like, everybody else came, but he didn't.
I want Angela to come back, because I want to see Sean and Angela together.
All right, Angela. Let's go through our list of cast.
Let's do it.
It is, we're going to have Felicity Jones, and her three men are going to be Ryan Reynolds, Miles Teller, and John Hamm, directed by Fred Savage. Pretty nice.
With the future daughter being Hermione.
And that is our podcast, 49. Please stay tuned next week where we give our top 10 list of what we think the top 10 movies of 2014 will be. And the worst. That'll be next week. We are the Multimedia Men. I'm Brian Kluger with Gotti Elkon, Susan Kamyab, Gwen Reyes, and Adam Conway.
Good night, sweetheart.
The Multimedia Men and Women.
Ladies, I like men, and then two ladies.
And two ladies. You can hyphenate the woe.
Yeah.
We can spell the hyphen. And find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Spell hyphen?
Yes.
Hyphen woe.
That's a big joke. And we're on Stitcher Radio and iTunes. Subscribe and let us know what you think.
Thanks, Chris Gore. We love you.
Thank you.